USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is setting a deadline for a pre-election coronavirus stimulus package. She says a deal with the Trump administration needs to come through at least 48 hours before Election Day. She tells ABC News that she's hopeful for an agreement and that the language of the bill is important.
We have to freeze the design on some of these things. Are we going with it or not? And what is the language? I'm optimistic because, again, we've been back and forth on all of this.
Pelosi also said she wants a national plan on COVID testing and contact tracing as part of the package. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will sanction those who sell arms to Iran as a U.N. embargo against those sales expires. In a statement Sunday, Pompeo said any country willing to sell the Iranians arms were fueling future conflicts in the Middle East, and the U.S. is prepared to level sanctions against them. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson wants answers from the FBI. Johnson has sent a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray asking the agency if they can verify the information coming out of a report on Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine. Johnson told Fox News that the FBI has a duty to inform Congress if they can verify any of the emails from Biden's alleged laptop.
The FBI has a duty to inform us. If they believe this is maybe, you know, Russian disinformation, they should give us a defensive briefing. They should tell us about that. If, for example, they also believe that what information this whistleblower gave us is fraudulent, that would also be a crime, and the FBI should tell us that. So we're trying to suss out of the FBI what do they know and when do they know it.
The largest wildfire in Colorado's history has now burned over 200,000 acres. The Cameron Peak Fire in northern Colorado is about 68% contained, as crews have battled high winds for most of the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An exercise equipment company says their popular exercise bike could hurt you.
Peloton has issued a voluntary recall on pedals on nearly 30,000 of its exercise bikes because of a laceration hazard. In cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Products Safety Commission, the in-home fitness company announced the recall on its PR70P clip-in bike pedals on Thursday. The federal agency says Peloton received at least 120 reports of pedal breakage. At least 16 involved leg injuries. 5 of those required medical care, such as stitches to the lower leg. The company says the PR70P model features its first-generation bike pedal on bikes sold between July 2013 and May of 16. There's a link on Peloton's site, or you can call their customer support line for a fix. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
And a longtime Hollywood star has passed away. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
Rhonda Fleming, the red-haired actress who became a popular sex symbol in Hollywood westerns, film noir, and adventure movies of the 1940s and 50s, died on Wednesday in Santa Monica, California. She was 97. Among her many screen roles, a beautiful Arthurian princess in the 1949 Bing Crosby musical version of Mark Twain's novel, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, a gambler and the love interest of Wyatt Earp, played by Burke Lancaster in the 1957 Western, Gunfight at the O.K. Corral, and as an amorous duchess in Bob Hope's 1949 comedy, The Great Lover.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.